The other reason that you might have started a podcast is because of income, because like you either wanted to have advertisers so that this could be another stream of income for you.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
You know, it's actually hard to imagine that it's been about a year since Facebook started having podcasts integrated with it. So like it's one of those platforms that they didn't want to keep sending everybody to like Apple Podcasts and having you stay on Apple for a long time. They wanted you to stay on their platform. So about a year ago, Facebook actually started having the ability to be able to play audio podcasts or video podcasts directly through Facebook. And we've started doing this for a lot of our clients. We've started to help get their podcasts on this other platform as well, just for the additional exposure. And my podcast actually took a little while. It's on there now, but it actually took a little while. And so on this podcast, I want you to at least know that this exists and get a couple of ideas of what you're going to do to be able to start making your podcast get on Facebook as well. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. All right, we are back. I paused the recording for a little while because there is construction going on next in our building, and I just didn't want it to bother you so much. So I paused it for a second and I'm back. And today we're talking about getting your podcast on Facebook. And one thing to note is there's almost 3 billion active Facebook users, which is just awesome, which just basically means you're missing out if you don't get the exposure. If you don't get the exposure of also being on Facebook, like you might have less people knowing about you and your podcast. So it's a good idea to kind of jump in and make sure that that happens. And other things that we will let you know is that there's actually people that are starting to listen to the podcasts like on Facebook, just like a normal old app, which is kind of cool. So you don't have to, you're like phone closed, just like with the some of these other apps. So it's not like it can be in your pocket and people can be listening. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of things that have been happening with this. And if you haven't gotten there and it's already been about a year since Facebook started doing this, then I just really feel like you're missing out. And I want you to make that change. I want you to get on, make sure that you're getting the exposure, because ultimately you started your podcast for two reasons, right? You wanted to make an impact on other people. Basically, you want to leave your legacy. You want to grow your business. You want to help other people. You want to feel good about yourself. This is important. Like these are human needs that are critical. So for that impact, you could just make a bigger impact potentially by being on more platforms like Facebook. And the other reason that you might have started a podcast is because of income, because like you either wanted to have advertisers so that this could be another stream of income for you, or because like you want to sell your own products or services, like you're a coach, you're a mentor, and for you to be able to have more clients working with you or taking your online courses or whatever it is, however you're monetizing, you're going to make that income by having more people. And by getting on Facebook, again, that means your RSS feed is going to Facebook through whoever your host is, Libsyn, Buzzsprout, whatever. And that could give you the additional exposure that you need to make a greater income through your podcast, just more potential benefits. Let's see if there's any other part. And I'm just kind of skimming to make sure if there's anything else that I needed to share. Nope, I think that's pretty good. Just if you have questions, the thing is that I told you at the beginning, like I made this big promise that I'd kind of teach you how to do all this. It's not that hard. You just basically have to get your RSS feed to connect with Facebook. But here's the thing. If you don't think you can figure it out, or if you want a little bit of help, we'll do this for you. Me and my team, we're happy to help you out for free. Like, we're not going to charge you or anything like that. But I've got 30 plus people on my staff, and any one of us could just do like a Zoom call with you and like a screen share. We could just walk you through exactly how you're going to do it. So if that's valuable to you, feel free to just send an email, team@growyourshow.com, and just let us know, hey, I'm having trouble figuring this out on my own. You said you'd offer to do this. We're more than happy to do it. Like, we'll be thrilled to sit down with you and kind of show you how to do it to make sure that you're getting that exposure. So like we said, you can make a bigger impact and a bigger income this year. All right. See you on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.